Is that required?
Oh, thank you so much.
It would make it better.
Thank you very much.
Pardon? It's doubled up.
Probably not required.
It's not required. So again, the question is, we know there's something called the Erev Chatzeros. When you have an Erev, when you have a Chotzer like underneath over here, or let's say a block of flats. So in order to carry in the block of flats we spoke, or if you want to carry in this Chotzer over here, you've got to make an Erev Chatzeros. Okay, fair enough. Now you're going to make a few Erev Chatzeros. But my question is now, if you make a Shittuf Mavos, which is a much larger area, do you also need to make Erev Chatzeros individually, or is that not required? Do you need to do it or not? So you're saying, not required, but it's better. Okay, Simon Shin Pei Zayin, if Aleph is going to... Yeah, what do you think?
Is there
it happens to be there is, yes. So, and in principle, that's the best, because what a Shittu Mavo is going to do, is that it's going to connect and merge all the Erev Chatzeros. That's really the idea of a Shittu Mavo. It's Meshatev, it merges all the Erev Chatzeros. What happens if you don't have Erev Chatzeros? Can you still make a Shittu Mavo? The answer is going to be, luckily, yes. A Shittu Mavo includes everything. Let's see that inside. Hamashutofen Memovui. Hamashutofen Memovui. If there's a Shittu Mavos, merged Mavui, Tzrichen la'orev b'chatzeros, you still need an Erev Chatzeros. Yeah. Kidei sh'lishtakchu ha'tinoikos teras Erev. So, the reason is that in principle, you don't need, but the reason why you do need is kidei sh'lishtakchu ha'tinoikos teras Erev, for the tinoikos, meaning the young children, should realize, it's in order not to confuse them. They've got to know that we somehow connect that there's something is happening to allow carrying here. Because young children don't really realize what's going on in the mavui. Therefore, if they make we use a bread for the shittu mavos, so we rely on it. Okay, bepas. So look as follows. Imagine this is a very good example over here. Okay. So we've got over here Mowbray Road. So say somebody's making over here an Erev Chatzeros, which was that I think there is, right? There's a so this over here, this area is a Tzuras Pesach, and this entire area you're allowed to carry because it's an Erev Chatzeros to be made. Right. Now, do you need to make an Erev Chatzeros, yes or no? Considering the fact that Rabbi Lieberman makes a very large Erev all over Edgeware. Do you need to, yes or no? So the answer is that there's a reason why you should need to do. And the reason is, because what about the young children in this area over here? They're going to get confused. They will think, oh, that's interesting. I'm allowed to carry. Why am I allowed to carry here? Why am I allowed to carry here? The young children will fail to realize that, what did Rabbi Lieberman do? He took food item and he was Meshatef all the Mavos. He did a Shet Mavos. And they over here, they won't realize. Adults, we can explain that, listen here, there's a Shittu Mavos happening. Rabbi Lieberman took a box of matzahs, he put it in shul, and everything's fine. But we the young children, they won't realize that. And they'll think, just because of the Shus Yochid, you can carry it, and that's wrong. So, Kidei Shele Yishkichu HaTinoikos Teras Eruf, it's also. So what do you say about that? Pardon? Very good, why? I think this is because, yeah, very good. We'll speak about that. Very good. Lefichach, im nishtatfu b'movoi b'pas, soim chnolov, en tzich chnolov b'chatzeroiz, sh'atinoikus makirim b'pas. He says, however, if you used bread in the chotzah, then since bread was used in the chotzah, so young children will realize, and that would allow. So when... Let's hold on. The Gemara is going to explain you. He's going to answer your question, Binyamin. Some say that it's not required, and so you're not relying on the shittuf. Now let's get to the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Some say, no, it's fine. The fact that you made a Shittuv Mavos, that is good enough. Don't worry about the young children. They'll be all right. Why is that? Hafidun nishtat fu b'yayin, even if you used wine, whatever you may have used, it's fine. V'chein tzoyim chen ha'eruv b'mokum shittuf, we rely on the eruv when you made the shittuf, that's fine as well. V'le'altzim en shin samachvav, kosafti noigen lechatchil shulas, rak shittuf echot b'kemach. V'nir eliyat ha'mdemenig is that you only do one shittuf mevost. Binyamin, that's answering you. Demenig is, you don't do more than a shittuf mevost. Don't worry, if you're making eruv in Mowbray Road, you make an eruv in any chotzer, independent chotzer, you can just relax. You can just relax. Look no further. You do not need to make. You can rely on the shittuf mavoz, and that's good enough. Because what we are doing nowadays, when we are doing a shittuf mavoz, it works simultaneously as an eruv and a shittuf. Don't do more than that. You don't need to bother more than that. When do we say you need a shittuf and an eruv? That was in the times of the Gemara. When in the old times of the Gemara, it was required to do both the shittuf and eruv. But nowadays, you don't need to look no further. To say that it's actually a bracha levatola. So Rabbi Isai, just to get this clear, we are learning that normally, yes, in times of Gemara, you need to make an eruv chatzeros, you need to make a shittuf mevos, and it's two different things. That's correct. Gemara ever holds, and nowadays, there's no need to make more than that. Shittuf mevos will include all the chatzeros, and shalom aleichem, that's enough. And that is Rabbi Isai, that's what we do. So that if you make an eruv chatzeros in a block of flats, or you may make an eruv chatzeros, or you make a chatz over here, you can just rely on Rabbi Lieberman's shittuf mevos. You don't need to do more than that. In fact, atke dekach that he said it's a bracha levatola. If you would make a bracha on it, you don't need to do more than that. That's what the Ramah teaching us here, and that's halacha lemaaseh d'minhag. Rabbi, I want to spend 1 minute speaking about Chof 7, because it's Chof 7 today, 20th of 7. I have in my house, and I just want to bring out a Chazon Ish over here. I have in my house does anybody fast in Chof 7? Do you fast? Anybody fasting? Chof 7? No? Anybody? Well, I don't know anybody who does, but I have in my house a Slichas published in 1946, which was made as a day. Have you heard of the Holocaust Memorial Day? Holocaust Memorial Day? Well, that is really the halachic day, really, is Chof 7, 20 of 7. And that was the day that many Gdoilim after the war, many Rabbonim, after the war, they decided Chof 7, 20 of 7 should be a fast day for all the Yidden killed during the war. Now it's interesting, Chof 7, and I've got a Slichas in my house, published in 1946, which says all the halachas of that day, the Slichas that you say, the Tannis, when you fast, who fasts, because it's a day that really is commemorating all the Yidden that were killed during the war. However, it's not accepted. People don't generally fast on Chof 7. In fact, I don't know anybody who does. Do you know anybody who's fast on 20th of 7? Chof 7, anybody who does? Why is that? Why is it that people didn't accept a fast day after? I mean, it makes so much sense. On Tisha B'Av, why don't people fast for the Holocaust? Why is nobody fasting? Oh.
Anyone else who have a power to set anything in the calendar?
Very good. You can't add anything to the calendar. Very good. Yeah, so that what you're quoting is a Chazon Ish. I just want to speak about the Chazon Ish because I saw it today again and I want to speak about it for a minute. There's a Chazon Ish in the letter was asked that question. 1945, Chazon Ish, the Gadol Hador was asked, let's make some Gdolim push and ask, we have to make a day which is commemorating the Holocaust. We have to make a day, remember, 6 million Yidden killed, of them 1.5 million were children. We've got to somehow think about them and do something about it. Make sense? Many people perished in the Holocaust. It's incredible. So we've got to do. So Chazon Ish was asked that very question. Chazon Ish in the Ikras, in the letters, he answers. He says the words are that we better not to do anything because it's a doyer shashtiko yofelo. We are a generation shashtiko that what shtiko is silence is better for us. We're unable. That's what you mentioned. We're unable to actually establish anything into the calendar. We're unable to introduce and include anything in the canon, in the Luach. And we're just a generation of Yasma, of Yasma Bnei Yasma, of we're just a generation that is unable to add anything to the canon. The canon is something which coming down from generation to generation. It's been centuries the way since we last changed anything in our calendar. We're unable to add anything to the calendar. We're unable to. He says, we are doyed, we are doyed, and it's better just to be quiet and silent and do tshuva. is that whilst the Chaznish does say that, and he said it's kedat to just be quiet, you know, we can't, we don't have the courage to add anything to the calendar. Therefore, he didn't like the idea of Chav Sivan at all. He didn't like, and that's why Taka has never been introduced into the calendar. Nevertheless, he does agree that we have to, at times, think about it and think about the tremendous Mesilas Nefesh those Yidden displayed during the war. It's quite incredible, and we all know so many stories. And every now and then, a Yid should ponder and think about the immense, enormous Mesilas Nefesh that Yidden went through the war. And whilst it's not established formally as a day of Tainus, it's not formally included as a day of mourning, but nevertheless, everybody agrees that at times a Yid has to think and get inspiration from the Mesilas Nefesh of the Yidden during the war. And that's surely what the Chaznish agrees to as well, and that's something which the Gaon Pushman has wanted to mention that today on Chof 7. And yeah, it's just something to think about. I just wanted to share that with you. I wish you a very good evening.